Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. A fresh poll will be conducted at polling station number 4 under Ward 20 in Dimapur today. Repolling is being held at Circuit House area and Imkong Linden colony of Ward 20 under Dimapur Municipal Council. Voting starts from 7:30 a.m. and concludes at 4 p.m. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Chidan Ram Manchi, launched two new schemes on World MSME Day in New Delhi. The MSME team initiative aims to facilitate 5 lakh micro and small enterprises for open network for digital commerce. Meanwhile, the Yashvini campaign focuses on mass awareness to formalize women-owned informal micro-enterprises and provide necessary support and assistance. Addressing the Udyami Bharat event, Manchi emphasized the importance of inclusive and focused efforts, particularly in rural and remote areas. He highlighted the legal reforms in the MSME sector as part of the ongoing government reforms will act as a catalyst for growth. Speaking to media, Manchi stressed the development for individuals from the most economically disadvantaged backgrounds is contingent upon fostering entrepreneurship. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully completed 6 consecutive developmental trials of the high-speed expendable aerial target HEAT ABHYAS, with improved booster configuration from the integrated test range Chandipur, Odisha. With this, ABHYAS has successfully completed 10 developmental trials demonstrating the reliability of the system. According to Defence Ministry, the trials were carried out with improved radar cross-section and visual and infrared augmentation systems. During the trials, various mission objectives covering the safe release of booster, launcher clearance, and endurance performance were successfully validated. 2 launches were conducted back-to-back within a gap of 30 minutes, demonstrating the ease of operation with minimum logistics. Defence Ministry officials yesterday said representatives from the services witnessed the flight trials. ABHYAS, designed by DRDO's Aeronautical Development Establishment and developed through production agencies Hindustan Aeronautics Limited and Larsen and Durbo, offers a realistic threat scenario for weapon systems practice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday at 11 a.m. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the 3rd consecutive term. India has contributed $1.16 million to the World Organization for the Promotion of Hindi. Charge the Affairs of India's Permanent Mission, R. Ravindra, gave the cheque to Director of the News and Media Division of the UN's Department of Global Communications, DGC, Ian Phillips, yesterday. The contribution is a special payment made in addition to the assessments for the UN's regular and peacekeeping budgets to mainstream and consolidate news and multimedia content of DGC in Hindi language, the mission said. India has partnered with the DGC since 2018 when the Hindi at the UN project was launched to enhance the public outreach of the United Nations in Hindi language and to spread a greater awareness about global issues among millions of Hindi-speaking people around the world, according to the mission. The UN produces an audio Hindi news bulletin every week on matters relating to the World Organization. Rajya Sabha Chairperson Jagdeep Dhankar announced that the suspension of UP MP Sanjay Singh from the Upper House of Parliament has been revoked. Making an announcement in the House yesterday, Dhankar said Sanjay Singh was suspended from the House on 24th July last year till the Committee of Privileges submits its findings. And the breast wall below Eco Park, Officers Hill, opposite Capital Cultural Hall, Kohima, has partially collapsed. Informing this, Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Kumar Ramnikan, has advised the public to exercise caution while commuting and also avoid parking of vehicles in the area till the clearance of rock and mud debris and restoration of the breast wall. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.